أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ومن يرغب عن ملة إبراهيم إلا من سفه نفسه ولقد اصطفيناه في الدنيا وإنه في الآخرة لمن الصالحين. إذ قال له ربه أسلم قال أسلمت لرب العالمين. ووصى بها إبراهيم بنيه ويعقوب يا بني إن الله اصطفى لكم الدين فلا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. أم كنتم شهداء إذ حضر يعقوب الموت إذ قال لبنيه ما تعبدون من بعدي قالوا نعبد إلهك وإله آبائك إبراهيم وإسماعيل وإسحاق إلها واحدا ونحن له مسلمون. تلك أمة قد خلت لها ما كسبت ولكم ما كسبتم ولا تسألون عما كانوا يعملون. And who can turn away from the way of Ibrahim alayhi salam except one who has made a fool of himself? And Allah Ta'ala has chosen him in this life, and in the hereafter he is in the ranks of the righteous. Remember when his Rabb called out to him that bow down in submission, and he immediately replied, I bow down in submission to the Rabb of the worlds. The religion and the way of Ibrahim alayhi salam is the way of purity, is a way that is sound and firm, is the way that is honest and clear, the way that is undiluted, unadulterated. So if someone leaves this way and goes on a way that is contaminated, polluted and filthy, then what will we say about such a person? It is a person who's made a fool of himself. He can see purity, he can see some path that is clean, a path of righteousness, virtue, a path that has got no pollution. He leaves it and goes towards filth and pollution. What will you say? That there is something wrong with this person, he can't think right, he is a stupid person. His whole religion and his whole theme of his life was total submission, unquestionable, and it was an unquestionable submission that he had given to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, total, unconditional and unquestionable. And this was the legacy that Ibrahim and Yaqub alayhi salam left to their sons. When he called out, my sons, Allah Ta'ala has chosen this deen for you, then die not except with Iman and Islam. The greater concern of every parent at the time of his death is the material, that he must be secure materially. He mustn't have any drawbacks and any failure in his material life, in his physical life. The greatest concern must be the concern of the hereafter, and for the prosperity of the hereafter, one needs to be in total submission to Allah Ta'ala. So this was the legacy that was left behind by the most intelligent and the most understanding, virtuous of people, Ibrahim and Yaqub alayhi salam, fathers of great anbiya and nations. Don't die, but with Iman and Islam, in total submission must you die. Otherwise you live in submission, hence you will die in submission. Were you people around, were you people present when death appeared before Yaqub alayhi salam? He said to his sons, what will you worship after me? The reply was, we will worship your God and the God of your fathers. Ibrahim, Ishaq and Ismail alayhi salam, the one God and we submit ourselves to him. These were a people that have already passed. They will receive the fruit of what they have earned, as you will receive the fruit of what you have earned. And you will not be asked about their doings and their works. Yet these people are so bent upon evil and passionalism, they are so biased in their thinking that they say, become Jews or Christians and you will be guided. So say rather, the religion of Ibrahim alayhi salam, the religion that is undiluted, unadulterated, it is the religion that is honest, sound and firm. And he was not at all a polytheist like you Jews and Christians do. Say, we believe in Allah and the revelation sent to us and to Ibrahim, Ismail, Ishaq, Yaqub alayhi salam, as well as their children. And the revelation sent to Musa and Isa and the revelation sent to the Anbiya from their Rabb. We make no differences. We don't differentiate between any one of them that we accept one and reject the other. Rather, we accept all of them to be the Nabi and the Prophet of Allah. And we submit ourselves to him. So if these people, referring to the kafirs in that zamana, as well as the kafir at any zamana and any era, if they believe like you believe, referring to the Sahaba, means if from the time of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam right to the last day, if anybody wants to be on the path of guidance, then his iman must be in conformity with the iman of the Sahaba, because the Sahaba Kiram are being addressed here. If they believe like you believe, obviously the ones that were addressed were the Sahaba Ikram. So if they believe like you believe, then they are on the path of guidance. But if they turn away, then they are on a path of opposition. And Allah Ta'ala will suffice you against them. And He is all hearing and all knowing. And we adopt the color of Allah Ta'ala, not like how you people baptize yourselves in some color or the other, and feel that now we are true in our Christianity or our religion. Rather, we take on the color of Allah Ta'ala. So you people just take an artificial color, anoint yourselves with that color, and consider yourself to be baptized and colored and true in your faith. And we take on the very essence of Allah Ta'ala into ourselves, allow Allah Ta'ala to permeate our entire being. So this is the true color, like one is the person that is after a color and the other is after the flavor and texture. Obviously in a drink, the greater thing is the texture and the flavor, not just the color. The color is very, very insignificant in comparison to the texture and flavor. So that texture and flavor is the thing that is of consideration. It is the thing that is valued, it is the thing that we would look forward to. So this is that color, and that is that color of Allah Ta'ala that we look forward to, and we adopt that color. And whose color can be better than the color of Allah Ta'ala? And we worship Him alone. Say, will you people go on, will you go on disputing with us about Allah Ta'ala, whereas He is our Rabb and your Rabb, and we are responsible for our deeds as you are responsible for your deeds, and we make our religion sincerely and purely for him, without any adulteration? Or do you say that Ibrahim, Ismail, Ishaq, Yaqub alayhi salam, and his children were Jews or Christians? Say, do you people know more than Allah Ta'ala? And who is more unjust than one who conceals testimony that he has from Allah? And Allah Ta'ala is not unmindful of what you people do. Nonetheless, these were a people that have already passed. They will receive the fruit of what they have done and what they have earned, and you will get the fruit and the good of what you do, and you will not be questioned about what they do. I give us tawfiq.